Yes, it is true that sometimes when you operate on a different level or a different plane of operation and experience, it will appear very hard for people to understand. All I can tell you is, boy, what a ride. What a joy. The disasters turned out to be wonderful. And the wonderful things turned out to be wonderful. It's kind of like a no-lose situation. The things that appeared that I lost everything and I went blind and I, you know, that should have been a disaster, but instead it was an extraordinary journey. So are we talking about absolutes? No. Are we talking about a life with no mistakes? No, I've made some. But the disasters did not turn out to be disasters. They turned out to be turning one around and getting you going in a fresh new direction. All I can say is there's something real about these passages. If you read them, they are talking about living in different dimensions than the normal, ordinary, everyday life. And you gain sharpness. You hone your eyesight by what? By making decisions to do for the good, for the noble, for the beautiful, what you believe in your heart God wants you to do, and watch what happens. What more can I say?
Quote 85. In all these journeys the traveler must stray not the breath of a hair from the law, for this is indeed the secret of the path and the fruit of the tree of truth. And in all these stages he must cling to the robe of obedience to the commandments and hold fast to the cord of shunning all forbidden things, that he may be nourished from the cup of the law and informed of the mysteries of truth.
Here we see the path of three identified as the law, the path, and the tree of truth. Now, I would like to just introduce an idea. If you look at Abraham, Christ, and the Bab, there's a similarity to their missions. They are doors and gates to new realities. Abraham is the beginning of the journey. Christ was the door to the kingdom. The Bab is the gate to paradise. Now, but the other three, interesting. Moses fulfills that early stage with the law. Muhammad fulfills Christ's entering into the kingdom with description of the path of divine unity. And the Bab is the gate to what? The tree of truth, the ultimate truth of revelation that Baha'u'llah brings. So what we're talking about here is a three coming from that viewpoint. And again, the three is very clear. Moving on.
We continue with quote 86. The duty of long years of love obey, and tell the tale of happy days gone by, that land and sky may laugh aloud today, and it may gladden mind and heart and eye.
The sincere see with a consciousness dominated by facts, information, clear understanding. They see the end in the beginning. Those that move on and use the powers of the heart, it's a mystical concept called the heart. They connect the dots, they take flight, and they fly above the normal world in a way hard to understand for those who have never journeyed there. But finally, when you put it all together in a unified system, you see, when you put it with the Word of God, the eye of clarity, God's way of seeing, the eye of God. So again, the three shown up. Number 87.
Quote 87. Others have called these the worlds of the heavenly court, Lahut, of the empyrean heaven, Jabarut, of the kingdom of the angels, Malakut, and of the mortal world, Nasut.
So when we look at this, we look in context of the other things. Now we're going to connect to the other verses, i.e. the disconnected verses. Put it together and you get a picture here. Nasut is the mortal world, or the world of the sincere. Malakut is the kingdom of the angels, or the kingdom of the spirit. Jabarut is the paradise. I understand that Jabarut actually means paradise, literally. Lahut is the realm of the manifestations of God. That's the holy court, the horizon of manifestation. So the first three are the three that we go through, and the fourth one, of course, being where the manifestations of God. And there's one higher, and that's where the essence of God is. I forget what the actual name of it is. Somebody might remember what the one for the ultimate reality is. So, again, a reconfirmation that we move through three differing planes. And yet they are all a part of the cause of God. They're all part of the religion of God. So when we see a passage that says something like this, the purpose animating the faith and the religion of God, the well-being of mankind, its peace and security, then we can see something here. The cause of God is the purpose, the establishment of the unity and the oneness of the human family. The faith of God are what principles and truths we have to recognize, see, and implement in order to get to that wonderful end. And the religion is the religion, the truths, the principles of religion that solidify our lives, bring about the difference, the discipline, and the foundation that it takes to accomplish the other two. So I would just like to offer that this is a consistent perception, but we shouldn't be surprised that occasionally we don't see things the same way.